The data that informs us about the age cutoff is about the risks of a given individual becoming unemployed and the length of time taken for that individual to then go back into the workforce and find a job. And we can see that those in their 40s have a higher risk of becoming unemployed, potentially because of skills obsolescence, and take longer to then go back into the workforce and to find employment, as compared to people in their 20s and 30s. And so for that reason, we have chosen the cutoff for that particular tier to be at 40. So I think we shouldn't take the view that what we must strive for is for everyone to use up their Skills Future credit as soon as possible and to engage in training as soon as possible. The idea is to make sure that there is an assurance that at any time of your career, over the course of your life, you will have the opportunity to reskill should there be a need. And so if there is no need, you are within a career, you are developing your professional skill sets, there's opportunity ahead of you, then that may be the right thing for you to do rather than using a Skills Future credit and going up for a course or a certification. We do want you to sort of get into the culture of lifelong learning, and so perhaps if there is an interest, a small course, please do so. But I think we shouldn't necessarily see the data in a negative light. It may well be that that category of people do not need to utilize the Skills Future credit in quite the same way and may need to do so at a future point in their career, which is its purpose.